Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
That's right. We are chatting with Major Garrett this morning, as we do every Thursday. A lot going on with a looming government shutdown and indictment of the former FBI director, James Comey. But first, Major, briefly, before we got to you, we were talking about the topic of old man noises and how old you have to be before you start making old man noises.
Okay, define old man noises for me.
Just grunting, like, for no reason, like, or, you know.
Because here's the thing,
sucking
Major,
on your teeth.
Unless people think you're wasting Major Garrett's time, I bet in Congress there's got to be a lot of old man noises.
I would think so, sure. They're probably more commonly confined to the cloakroom than out in full public view.
Yeah.
Now, let's just say this. If at age 63, there are some times when I am stiff and I will sort of like, because I'm stiff, because my muscles are have I now lapsed into old man sound?
It's adjacent, land? Major. It's
that's
adjacent.
That's what we're talking
you're
about.
You're in dangerous territory, Major.
Oh, very dangerous territory. Yeah. Okay. I better limber up some more then. Okay.
You're okay. Right. Look, the moment you start blowing your nose at the table at a restaurant, that's when it's over, man. Don't do that.
The takeout. had some nose blowing in it.
Right. Probably even more ill-advised to blow your nose into the napkin.
Yes, that's
they gave you at the restaurant.
That's right. Don't do it. And then put it on the table.
Very old man behavior there. Very old man behavior.
So as Amy mentioned, a lot of old men in Congress and in the White House, just everywhere.
Not that you're ageist.
No. Hey, but love old people. Just need him to stop making all those noises.
I'm supposed to be an old man, I think. Like wearing tweed blazers with elbow patches and waking up at 4. That's my kind of people.
So we have, on the deadline.
I will never wake up at 4 in the morning.
Oh.
I don't care how old I am.
The deadline to avoid the government shutdown is 5 days away. And the White House has threatened Democrats saying, come to a deal or... When the government shuts down, we're just going to do mass firings in all these agencies. So what is the latest on that and the likelihood this goes through the way the president is saying it will?
So this is one of those past prologue situations. Chuck Schumer, when he was in the position that he currently is, back the first time there was a potential shutdown, he was fearful that there would be mass layoffs and mass disruptions to the federal workforce. So he cut a deal that angered many Democrats over the last showdown with President Trump. So President Trump figuring that if he makes that threat, Chuck Schumer will cave a second time, is issuing that threat. Now, there's been plenty of litigation since then about what a president can or can't do in terms of firing certain individuals within the federal government. The Supreme Court has been pretty accommodating, not universally accommodating, but generally accommodating to the president's authority to have people in charge in federal positions, even if they're just quasi-federal agencies. But mass layoffs still very difficult to do from a litigation standpoint. So Schumer knows that these threats are less genuine or less real in terms of implementation than they were as an abstraction or a theory the last time there was a shutdown scenario. More importantly, Congress isn't here right now. Recess this week in recognition of Rosh Hashanah, but not scheduled. The House is not scheduled to come back until August 7th or August 8th. That's well past the deadline. So there's a game of chicken going on here. The White House and congressional Republicans are like, we've given you one option, a 7-week continuing resolution to keep the government open while we continue negotiating on larger and long-term spending. If you don't agree to that, then there will be a shutdown and you Democrats are to blame. Democrats are saying, we're here, ready to negotiate, ready to work on something. Republicans aren't. Both sides believe in the end, their partisans will still stand firm and blame the others for a shutdown. Who gets lost in all of this? Those people who need government services that will be disrupted or interrupted by even a partial government shutdown. And it looks like that's where we're heading.
Talking about those services, certain key services in the past, Social Security payments, mm-hmm. law enforcement, air traffic control, border patrol,
oh, yeah.
those will remain uninterrupted no matter
right.
what, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's why it's called a partial government
yeah.
shutdown. It's never a full government shutdown because there are things the federal government does that are of such high priority and necessity that they continue no matter what. People have to go to work, though they are not paid in that particular time frame, but they are back paid once the shutdown is over.
So this case against James Comey, the former director of the FBI, it's possible that there could be an indictment coming, and that is being
not one yet, but there could be.
Right.
Yes.
So where are we on that? And again, I'll ask you the likelihood that it does happen.
Well, that's up to a grand jury, and that is up to a newly brand new interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. That person was put in place by the president this week because over the weekend, last weekend, he made it clear in a message sent to the attorney general that things were not moving fast enough and he wanted charges filed against Comey right away. Now, that's a kind of presidential involvement that we have never seen before, making it fundamentally clear that a person in America should be charged with a crime because he said so. And as I said on my show, The Takeout, earlier this week, even the most inexperienced defense attorney ever created in this country, I don't know who that person is, but there has to be the most inexperienced. If they got the case, they would say, you know what? That's where I'm going to start to build my defense around. That this is prosecution that is not about the facts. It's about the preference of a president ordering an attorney general to order it down the chain of command to get someone to try to bring an indictment. You need an intervening force, meaning a grand jury. So you've got a brand new U.S. attorney, interim, in the Eastern District of Virginia. They've got to impanel a grand jury. Today's Thursday. They don't meet on Fridays. The statute of limitations on a charge like this expires Tuesday, so they better hurry. And if they hurry, there could be some sloppiness. The grand jury may not indict, and the whole thing might fall apart. We have to wait and see. The essence of this is the Trump Justice Department, according to the directives from the president, believes Comey can be prosecuted for misleading or lying to Congress about the origins of the Russia investigation, otherwise known as Crossfire Hurricane. The administration contends, and we'll see if a grand jury backs him up on this, sufficient to issue an indictment, that what Comey said was either less than the truth or was completely opposed to the truth, and he was obligated to tell the truth in testimony before Congress. We've got a long way to go in this, but that's where things stand right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Major, obviously, we're on the heels of the Trump administration pressuring ABC to suspend or take off the air Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel is back, but not on all ABC stations like those with Nexstar or owned by Sinclair. Mm-hmm. You also had the Attorney General Pam Bondi fundamentally misstating or misunderstanding free speech, saying that hate speech and free speech are two different things, which they are not. Free speech protects very hateful rhetoric. So which did prompt some strong pushback from Republican lawmakers. I bring these two things up because in the Capitol, are you seeing a reassessment of free speech where we might find the Trump administration backing down from pressuring people and private companies, or are you seeing a reassessment where we're starting to redefine free speech?
Well, there's no indication the president wants to back down. After Kimmel came back on the air, he said, I'll sue them again, and it's going to be more lucrative this time. There's very little basis to sue them over this, but that doesn't mean the president won't sue. And creating that litigious atmosphere, he believes, and there's reason to back up his belief, that if you sue a corporation might cave or bend. There's plenty of examples. You don't have to Google very hard to find CBS implicated in one of those examples. So that's part of the established record. Jimmy Kimmel, I believe, is separate from what Pam Bondi said. Because what Jimmy Kimmel said, he said in his monologue upon returning to the air, was misconstrued, and it didn't. What people said he said is not what he meant to say. That is quite separate and distinctly separate in every obvious way. So obvious a child could figure it out. The difference between that, something that doesn't land well, something that is misconstrued or intentionally misinterpreted, as opposed to hate speech. Both are protected by the First Amendment, let us be clear, but they're not the same. Someone saying you said something that you didn't mean to say is not the same thing as saying, I think you're a terrible person and have no reason to be in America, and I hate you and I will always hate you, which is hate speech, protected by the First Amendment, vile though it is. They're different things. One has a corporate structure around it and reputational harm, and also to decisions that companies make about what they believe their customers want or what relationship they want to have with those customers. That's where Nexstar and Sinclair got involved after the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, made it very clear that they were being watched and that the federal government was going to either do this the easy way or the hard way and was going to watch what decisions it made. And therefore, things changed for those affiliate stations carrying ABC programming. They're now issuing statements suggesting that they're reevaluating this. Their language is much more gentle. Kimmel may be coming back into the fold there. The big story with Kimmel is it's been a moment. It's been a moment of recognizing the inherent value of the First Amendment, recognizing potentially the value of late night comedy, though that's been a declining market share for years. Most of that audience has either drifted away entirely or gravitated to online, watching it in the morning instead of staying up late at night. That's a market share problem for late night comedians, quite separate from what a president of any party thinks of their jokes. Pam Bondi saying that she can and will prosecute hate speech is abjectly impossible. You can't do it. The Constitution doesn't permit it, and any court of law would throw it out. I'm going to chalk that up to a hyper-emotional reaction to Charlie Kirk's assassination. She very quickly tried to amend those remarks in that amendment process. She still didn't get to where the First Amendment actually is and all the court precedent is, but she tried to move in that direction, hasn't repeated it since. She knows she made a big mistake. She knows she blundered there, and the very rapid conservative denunciation made that clear to her.
You know, after the Kirk assassination and, you know, a couple of weeks later, I know that when we talked about this at first, my major concern was that we were, you know, going to go down this path where it's the rhetoric gets worse instead of us collectively saying, all right, let's cool it. And it feels like that's kind of played out, that it has not gotten better, that it continues to get worse, and the blame keeps happening. And as you see it, does it look that way to you? And if it does, is there a way out of it?
Well, there is a way out of it if people change their behavior. What will change people's behavior is the X factor for me. And to your point, the behavior continues to repeat itself. And there's an interesting context for this that I came across last week. We had former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on my show, The Takeout. And we were talking before we went on the air, and I said there are parts of American politics right now that feel like no one forgives and nobody forgets. And he said, well, that's sort of the story of the Middle East for the last 60 or 70 years. Nobody forgives and nobody forgets. And if nobody forgives and nobody forgets, meaning you never forget something that a rival did to offend or bother you, if you never forget, if you keep a list and that list never has anything erased from it or forgotten or forgiven, but it only gets longer and longer and longer, then your grievances grow deeper and deeper and deeper, and your unwillingness to compromise or seek common ground becomes even more pronounced. He said that's one of the inherent problems of the Middle East in all of its various ways it plays out. He said if that becomes a part of American politics, you will find it increasingly difficult to move even on small things, let alone big things. And he said it's a trend line I've noticed in Israeli politics, quite separate from the Middle East generally, and I've begun to notice it in your American politics. I don't know the resolution of that, but I do know this. If we in America, thinking of our differences politically, never forgive and never forget, we will have a very, very hard time and an increasingly hard time solving even the smallest problems. Because if you don't forgive and you don't forget, then all you will have in front of you is an ever-lengthening list of grievances and reasons not to deal with someone with whom you disagree. And by that very nature, the simple physics of things means you can't resolve anything.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, his show and podcast called The Takeout. It's on CBS News 24/7. You can listen to it, too, wherever you get your podcasts. We love talking to you every Thursday at 10:30. Thank you for joining the show again, Major.
Of course. We'll talk next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.